Hello, Matrix citizens, is your host once again, Tico X, bringing you episode 12 of the Blue Pill Podcast. Now, happy holidays. You know, the holidays is right around the corner, as well as the New Year's. So, in 2020, it's right around the corner, just a few days away. Now, Matrix citizens, some of today's topics include Tatiana Jefferson, Joshua Brown, Juice WRLD, rest in peace, Juice WRLD, and Kodak Black. Okay, now sit back, relax, Matrix citizens, I'll be right back. Okay. Now, who was Tatiana Jefferson? Now, according to Wikipedia.com, Tatiana Cookies Jefferson is a 28-year-old black American woman, was shot and killed in her home by a white American police officer in Fort Worth, Texas. In the early morning of October 12th, 2019, police arrived at her home after a neighbor called a non-emergency number stating that Jefferson's front door was open. And police body camera footage showed that when she came to her window to observe police outside her home, Officer Aaron Dean shot through it and killed her. Police stated that they found a handgun near her body, which, according to her 8-year-old nephew, she was pointing towards the window before being shot. On October 14, 2019, Dean resigned from the Fort Worth Police Department and was arrested on a murder charge. Okay. Now, that's a little bit of information regarding Tatiana Jefferson. Okay, Matrix citizens.
Okay. We're following tragic news out of Fort Worth, Texas. An African-American woman was shot and killed by a white police officer while she was inside her own home. This incident marks the 9th police-involved shooting in Fort Worth just this year alone. CNN's Polo Sandoval is following the story. So, Polo, what happened here?
Fred, police in Fort Worth released police body camera video almost not long after the shooting actually happened. The department said that it is hoping to provide both transparent and relevant information as this investigation runs its course. But you hear from those that are essentially advocating here for the family of the woman who died. They're saying that that is not enough. They want accountability and eventually even an indictment of the police officer.
We went from a welfare check to a woman being killed by the cops.
Outrage is building over the actions of a Fort Worth, Texas police officer. Saturday morning, just before 2:30 a.m., police were called to the home of 28-year-old Tatiana Jefferson after neighbors noticed her front door was open. Heavily edited body camera video released by Fort Worth police picks up what happens next. After police peer through the front door, they walk the perimeter of the property when suddenly, police say, an officer spots someone standing near a window.
Put your hands up! Show me your hands!
Medical examiner identified the woman who the officer shot as Jefferson. She died at the scene. James Smith says he's the concerned caller who first alerted police.
I feel guilty because had I not called the Fort Worth Police Department, my neighbor would still be alive today.
In a statement, Fort Worth police said their officer drew his weapon and fired the single shot after, quote, perceiving a threat. In addition to the body camera footage, investigators released this still photo showing a firearm inside the house. CNN legal analyst and criminal defense attorney Joey Jackson cautions not to jump to any conclusions.
You're going to release the fact that she has a gun in the home as perhaps what? To suggest she had a gun and that we were perhaps fearful for our life? There's no indication where that gun was. There's no indication she had that gun. There's no indication that she should not have had the gun.
CNN has requested the unedited body camera footage. A police spokesperson said nothing additional will be released at this time and that the department, quote, shares the deep concerns of the public and is committed to completing an extremely thorough investigation. Police have not named the officer who joined the department in April of last year. In addition to requesting the unedited body camera video, we have also put in a request for the incident report and dispatch recordings where we could potentially hear the initial call for service that prompted this to begin with late Friday or early Saturday morning. We should note that the police officer involved here, Fred, he has been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation. We also reached out to the Fort Worth Police Officers Union for comment, and they have not immediately responded at this point.
So troubling. Was she at home? By yourself?
At this point, we do have various reports that there was possibly a child inside. We also have early indication that she possibly lived with mom.
It was definitely a child
inside.
She was
treatment at a hospital at the time. So at this point, we do, Matrix according Citizen. To what we're hearing.
And okay, shut the fuck up. Okay, now, Matrix Citizens. I'm going to share. That was the news report that had to do with Tatiana. Jefferson. Now, Matrix Citizens. I'm going to share my thoughts. I wrote something. My feelings and my thoughts on Tatiana Jefferson's case. Okay. I'm going to read it to you guys. Now, what's the mindset of a police officer before heading into a red line zone? Also a red line, known as a red line. And I'm starting to feel like it's basically kill, kill, kill. Shoot anything on sight, unless it's the color of their own skin, white. Okay. Once they see their own color, it's clear for them, no danger. But when it's black or brown, it's danger. I feel like we need to start investigating and paying attention into the police academies around the country. Investigate how many KKK members actually enter the force. I feel like the only way for us to actually win and end this war is to fire all current officers, restart all of the police stations, evaluate the minds of every single police academy graduate to recognize any sign of racism within them. I feel blacks and Latinos have some of the biggest and kindest hearts on planet Earth, but yet they still find ways to attack our minds into self-hatred and making other races look at us like monsters, which is all part of their mental war against us. Okay. I'm sorry you had to go through that, Tatiana Jefferson. Rest in peace to her son as well. I'm sorry you had to go through that. Now, Matrix Citizens, the next topic, we will be talking about Joshua Brown. I'm going to give you a little bit of information on him, okay? Who was Joshua Brown?
Officials say a key witness in the murder trial, a former Dallas police officer, Amber Geiger, was shot dead Friday night. Joshua Brown had been both of Jean and Geiger's neighbor at the time of Jean's murder. Brown's testimony helped prosecutors piece together what happened to Jean and ultimately led to Geiger's conviction. Omar Villafranca is in Dallas. Omar, what are authorities saying about this?
Well, Dallas police say they are investigating the shooting that happened Friday night at this apartment complex, but so far they don't have any suspects and they do not have a motive. Now, the attorney for the Jean family is also the attorney for the Brown family, and he says his client should have been protected after testifying in Amber Geiger's murder trial.
Can I take your seat?
On the witness stand, Joshua Brown recalled feeling startled when he heard the gunshots that would ultimately take Botham Jean's life. Now, the Jean family and their attorney, Lee Merritt, are demanding answers.
To have a key witness suddenly be killed is suspicious. Was this related to the trial? There's no clear indication of that.
Joshua Brown took the stand in Geiger's trial and gave emotional testimony about the night Botham Jean was killed last September. Brown said he was in the hallway when he heard the two gunshots.
Could you tell if one of the voices was giving loud commands like stop police or anything of that nature?
Yeah, but no, that wasn't what they were saying.
Be advised, this looks like we have one on the ground.
The shooting that killed Brown happened at a different apartment complex than the one where Geiger and Jean lived. Witnesses described hearing several gunshots Friday night and seeing a silver four-door sedan speeding away from the parking lot. Merritt says Brown was scared someone was after him after he was involved in a separate shooting incident in Dallas.
Did he fear for his life related to this case or anything else in general?
He had been shot less than a year ago, and someone standing near him was killed. He was reluctant to testify in this case because he had been shot at, and he thought some people might want him to do harm to him.
Is there anything police department could have offered, any protection?
If he had concerns for his safety, then the city, the county had an obligation to ensure that those concerns were met.
Hey, Omar, I want to ask you another question about that initial shooting that he was shot sort of a year ago. What do we know about that incident? You know, was anybody charged? You know, was he concerned about people coming after him?
It happened last year outside of a Dallas club, and there was somebody who was arrested and charged in that particular case. And apparently in that, he was inside of a club, and they had a disagreement. They stepped outside. Somebody grabbed a gun, and shots were fired. The person who was standing next to him was the one that was actually shot and killed. He was apparently shot in the foot. Now, Lee Merritt tells me that he feared for his life. He'd actually moved away, moved out of town, and was trying to get away, but came back. And during the course of this trial, of course, we find out that he was living next to Botham Jean. He was hesitant to testify. The judge did not even swear him in on the witness stand beforehand. Everybody else was sworn in there in front of the judge. And the judge even said, you've been sworn in before. Came in, gave his testimony. He was hesitant to testify, but he was following what possibly could have been a subpoena or a court order to come in and testify, and did his piece. And that's why Lee Merritt is saying, this is why a lot of people don't want to come forward, because if they have something else going on in their life, they want that sort of protection after they leave, and he's saying his client did not get it.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. It's sort of an indication of the level of violence that many people are living with in you know, our cities. The Jean family is filing a civil case against the city of Dallas for the death of their son. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that civil case was actually filed weeks and weeks ago, but of course they're waiting. They had to wait for the outcome of the criminal trial.
All right. Now, Matrix citizens. That case right there is crazy. All right. I'm going to read you guys something that I wrote also about Joshua Brown's case. All right. Now, Matrix citizens. Everything in this, that has to do in the Justice Department, and also with politics, everything is smoke and mirrors, okay? Everything is smoke and mirrors in America, and really in the whole matrix, okay? Now, I'm gonna read you guys something that I wrote. Let me find it real quick. Where is it? Okay, I'm gonna find Joshua Brown. Now, Matrix citizens, police brutality has a darker side to it than what we see. They use their power given to them to eliminate harder and powerful individuals in the black community. Not only do they get away with murder in front of our eyes, they also get away with murder behind closed doors. I'm sorry, Joshua, for the monster and gang you had to face to fight for the right to live in this lifetime. Now, I feel like police don't have any respect for our lives. They see only color, which means that they are dumb with small brains, small minds, and their spirits are intoxicated, trigger-happy, pussy-hearted humans. Okay? Their minds are very dangerous. Which shows with the numbers of kills this year in only America. Okay, I can only imagine the numbers worldwide. Police brutality is in full force, and in other countries around the globe as well. It doesn't even matter the language we speak. If we are melanated, we are targets. Okay, Matrix citizens. Now, we're going to go and move on to the next topic. Okay, rest in peace, Joshua Brown.
Okay. Disturbing post. I'm going to read it to you guys and then get your opinion. He said, on October 29th, I was laced with an unknown substance here in Miami, FDC. The substance gave me an out-of-body experience and had me feeling like I was possessed and slowly dying. Upon this experience, I managed to go to the CO's office to seek medical attention, as shown on surveillance cameras. I was denied. This left me in a state of paranoia. Shortly after, I got into an altercation with an inmate. The same CO who denied me medical attention proceeded to pepper spray me, which instantly impaired my vision, and I was oblivious to who was punching and grabbing me repeatedly in the face. And even after I was on the floor, they continued to strike me and deploy more people. I was summoning for them to stop while gasping for my breath. This near-death experience felt like dogs were tearing at my skin while they were grabbing and beating me while I was under the influence of this unknown substance that mysteriously hasn't popped up in my urinary analysis. And mysteriously, the inmate I was fighting with went home the next day. I was beaten so brutally that I had to be taken to the box in a wheelchair. I have been here for 45 days without commissary, hygiene, stressed out, and on psych meds, having to mourn the loss of my brother Juice WRLD behind the doors. Prior to this were a few inmates who intentionally beat up an officer and no charges were filed. Meanwhile, I get into a fight with another inmate and this officer jumps in to inflict harm on himself and capitalize on my status as a local celebrity. I had officers tell me that the CO was okay that night and that he was trying to go this route because he self-checked himself in the hospital. I've also heard officers tell me that the CO has been back to FDC and bragging that he will hear a quarter of a million off me. The thing's a little messed up, so I apologize. But finally, he said, I want to shed light on the police brutality and tactics they use to cover their behinds. Obviously, some very troubling news. Things that just raise my eyebrow and come to my attention immediately as they go through.
Okay, Matrix citizens. That was a letter from Kodak Black. Okay, regarding the situation that happened. Now, police have power. Okay, and they will use it against us. Okay, now everything was very, in my opinion, is very suspect. Okay, so we need to go ahead and pray for Kodak Black. Okay, now I'm hoping his law team is on top of this. Okay, he needs to be in a safe environment. And anybody that did do something criminating towards him should be punished for it. Okay, if it's a dirty CO, that dirty CO needs to get punished. Okay, so just yet again another example of police brutality. This sounds like a very targeted attack towards Kodak. Okay, knowing his status, knowing his situation, sounds like to me like they're trying to pin him down even more already regarding through what he's already going through. Okay, so free Kodak till it's backwards. Fuck the fucking justice system. Okay, justice for Kodak. Okay, so right now, Matrix citizens, now rest in peace to Juice WRLD. He was very young, in my opinion. Another talented artist gone too soon. Okay, now Matrix citizens, I'm gonna go ahead and play a Juice WRLD song. Rest in peace, Juice WRLD. Okay, I'll see you guys next episode.
Easier said than done. I thought you were the one listening to my heart instead of my head. You found another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget me. I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point why I love and I hate you, and I cannot change you, so I must replace you. Easier said than done. I thought you were the one listening to my heart. Out of my head, you found another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget me. You left me falling and landing inside my grave. I know that you want me dead. I take prescriptions to make me feel a-okay. I know it's all in my head. Have these lucid dreams where I can't move a thing, thinking of you in my bed. You were my everything, thoughts of a wedding ring. Now I'm just better off dead. I'll do it over again. I didn't want it to end. I watch it blow in the wind. I should have listened to my friends. Leave this shit in the past, but you were made out of plastic fake. I was tangled up in your drastic ways. Who knew evil girls had the prettiest face? You gave me a heart that was full of mistakes. I gave you my heart and you made heart.